Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be going over a recap for this last week, our predictions for Thursday night's game, and waiver wire pickups for the week. To start off, Dolphins-Falcons. That was a horrible game. I understand that Kirk Cousins was starting. He still looks terrible. That dude sucks. Like, he's really bad. I understand Drake London was out, but still, he sucked. They played horrible that entire game. Like, nothing was good for them.
They were supposed to have, like, this. I mean, that defense made the Bills look silly.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they got creamed by Tua.
Tua made them look silly. I mean, seriously. He had 4 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
It was crazy. The Dolphins rushed for over 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
With the receiver or their running backs. Just silly, man. I was shocked by it.
Yeah. That game sucked.
I was hoping Waddell would get over 100 yards.
Dude, he was at 99.
I know. Bijan, that whole thing like just pissed me off. He blew like 4 parlays for me because of how bad
me
he
too.
Was.
I mean, Falcons, they are stupid.
How do you want to give him
such
12
a stupid
touches?
Game and only target him 3 times when you have a backup quarterback in?
Well, I was going to say, so they're playing the quarterbacks that they deemed not good, but won't trade him and then play it all extremely conservative, but we're not going to give the ball to possibly the best back in the whole league. If not, I mean, he's definitely one of the top 5.
Uh-huh.
He's one of the best dual threats in the whole game, and we only give him 12 touches? Like, what the hell are you doing, Zach Robinson?
They're idiots.
It was a horrible game plan, and it was horribly executed.
Yeah.
And they deserve to lose.
Uh-huh.
Like, Miami is not that good.
No, I would say they suck.
Yeah, I would too.
But, I mean, whatever.
But this is why Atlanta doesn't get over the hump, because of crap like this.
Mm-hmm. Bears-Ravens.
Speaking of not getting over the hump.
I don't know.
I'm not surprised by the
it's
outcome.
It's the Bears. Stupid team. Stupid team. They keep doing the same thing every year.
We just talked about that. But I think he plays scared. He plays to not lose and then loses because of it. And who did I tell you would be the perfect coach for him? Matt LaFleur, because he coaches that way most of the time. He did it the other night, finally. But he play calls scared a lot of times.
Yeah. Derrick Henry had a great game.
He had a solid game. Yards-wise, it wasn't. But
2 touchdowns?
But yeah, the 2 touchdowns. Won me a lot of money with that. He and Barkley.
Odunze killed it.
Odunze, that dude he's definitely the number one. I know we've already proclaimed that, said it, but DJ finally, that was nice to see for him, too.
Colston played decent. 3 catches, 38 yards. It's not terrible.
He's coming along.
Yeah.
Like they need more offensive line help.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was, I mean, they only gave up 1 sack.
Mm-hmm.
He holds on to the ball too long. Still. He doesn't make decisions the way he needs to. It's like he's afraid to mess up and by proxy messes up.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else it reminds me of?
Trubisky.
Justin Fields. Yes, Trubisky too.
Trubisky did too.
But these are all different. Like, they've all got different coaches. So it's not just, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know Ben Johnson doesn't coach that way. Because we've seen, like, Jared Goff made a huge turnaround because of Ben Johnson. L.A. gave up on him. And now he's, like, the quarterback of that team, like, the franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. Because of the work he put in and Ben Johnson put in. So you know Johnson can do it. And I think Johnson is willing to adapt and not just say, this is my way and you're going to do it. Like, I think he wants to find what works best for Caleb. But Caleb's got to make better decisions and make them quicker.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the talent.
Like, he either plays really good or just like that.
But when he plays good, he gets the ball out quick.
Yeah.
and he makes decisions definitively. Is he going to mess up on occasion when you do that? Absolutely. Yeah. But he's doing it even more by being scared to make those mistakes.
Yeah. I mean, Josh Allen the last couple weeks, he has not played great the last couple weeks. I mean, this week he played great.
This week
he
did.
2 weeks before.
But the previous two, he had not. And it was because for the same reason Dak had a horrible game this week.
Dak played like crap, dude.
Because the other team, like, he had to try and play superhero again. And we've seen what happens with Josh Allen when he tries to play superhero. When you ask him to do it on occasion, he'll do it, and he'll do it well. But when he has to consistently do it, and, like, it's not going to go well for any quarterback. I don't care who they are. Even Patrick Mahomes is not going to be able to do that consistently, game in and game out.
Mm-hmm.
And be down early. And we all celebrate the big comebacks for a reason, because they don't happen often. So when a team gets down and the quarterback tries to play superhero and throws picks because they're having to throw the ball in a tighter window than they generally want to, we all want to blame the quarterback. Yes, the quarterback messed up. Maybe he shouldn't have thrown that. But he threw that because they're down by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So maybe that's on the team and the defense as much as it is the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Dak's a little prone to do it at times when they're winning and then let the other team do it. But I digress.
Bills. So, well, we just talked about the Bills. Josh Allen had a pretty good game.
Ass kicking.
James Cook was on fire. 19 rushes, 216 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Best game of his career, I believe. Week.
Yeah. Khalil Shakir had a great game, too. What was it, like a 40-yard touchdown?
It was over a 40-yard touchdown catch, yeah.
But, yeah. Carolina did not play great.
Carolina looked absolutely awful.
Andy Dalton looked bad.
Well, what do you have? No surprise.
3 turnovers, 2 of them fumbles.
He looked bad from the get-go.
Yeah. Just horrible game for Panthers, amazing game for the Bills. Jets and Bengals, dude, that was a great game. Surprisingly,
that was a great game.
Jets came back in the fourth. Breece Hall played great. Breece Hall played amazing.
I came this close to betting on the Jets money line in the fourth quarter when it was like plus 300.
I did.
You did do it?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Justin Fields came back. I mean, it was just a great game. Chase Brown finally had a great game. Flacco can still lead the Bengals. That defense is still horrible.
That defense is awful.
Chase had a good game. T. Higgins had that great catch. That's all he got, surprisingly, for the entire game. Only targeted him twice.
Because Jamar Chase wasn't covered at all. And as good as T. Higgins is, he's not even close to Jamar Chase. And T. Higgins is good. Like he could be a number one on probably 20 to 25 teams.
Uh-huh.
But he actively chose to stay there.
Yeah.
I mean, Jamar Chase is out of, I think he's the best receiver in the league. You can make an argument for JJ and some others, but I think Chase is the best, and he's just amazing.
Yeah.
So if he's not covered, why not just throw the ball to him all the time?
Mm-hmm. 19 targets. That's insane.
Yes, it is.
But
you said something about Brown. Don't forget about P. Ryan had 94 yards, too, on the ground.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was just a great offensive game
For
pretty much everybody involved. Mason Taylor had that game-winning touchdown. I mean, it's just crazy.
Won me a nice parlay. How cool for Justin Fields, though?
Yeah.
Especially after the owner called him out the way he did, which was absolutely awful and an atrocious thing for any owner to ever do. He should not be allowed to be an owner. I mean, I couldn't believe, man, you free speech, say whatever you want, but there's consequences to what you say sometimes.
Yeah.
That's my problem. And like to say that about one of your players, how does he think he's ever going to get a bona fide quarterback there now? Who would want to go there?
Yeah.
After he said something like that. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw what he said.
It was just.
He was blaming Justin Fields pretty much for everything.
Yeah. He said if our quarterback could complete at least one pass. I mean, it's inexcusable for an owner to say that publicly like that, especially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't like him saying it privately like that. Like, your team signed him. The people you entrusted to run your organization signed this young man to be the quarterback for your team.
Mm-hmm.
I get he's not performing well. Have that discussion with him then. But don't call him out like that in public in the media. That was absolutely atrocious. And he should damn well be embarrassed. But I guarantee he's not.
No, he don't care. Yeah, I mean, he's an idiot. I'm not surprised. Yeah.
I stopped rooting for the Colts because of Ursay and his crap. And he never did anything close to anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I just root for the players, whoever I'm betting on.
49ers, Texans. Mac Jones didn't look great. He had two touchdowns, but
I mean, yeah, that was a
bad
game
for the Niners. Yeah.
They're
playing one of the best, a really good defense.
Yeah.
Arguably one of the best in the league.
Didn't get going early. And then the Texans said, okay, now we're just going to hold the ball. And just kept dinking and dunking.
Yeah, wasn't it? Like, they had like the most possession time in like the last, almost 20 years, 16 years, I think.
Frankly, it was a brilliant game plan.
Yeah. They just held on to the ball the entire game.
Kyle Shanahan, you're not going to hear this often, but Kyle Shanahan was outcoached.
Yeah.
D'Amico Ryans did an amazing job with that. And the rest of his team.
Yeah, Stroud had a great game.
Yep.
Woody Marks.
It was nice to see.
Yeah.
I own him in a few leagues.
Browns Patriots. I mean, I expected the Patriots to be great. The Browns looked horrible. Losing Judkins is going to hurt if he's out for a couple
For any length of weeks. Time. Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
they won 32-13. Miles Garrett getting 5 sacks, dude.
Yeah.
That dude had an amazing game, and it went largely under the radar because they got their butts kicked.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
That's insane. And Drake May, like, he's top 5, isn't he? Top 5 quarterback. Not fantasy. Fantasy is definitely a top 5. But I mean, right now, he's a top, for the way that everybody is playing through these first 8 weeks, he's a top 5 quarterback. That could slide, but he's a top 5 quarterback right now. I firmly believe that.
I think definitely top 10.
We'll rank him next
week. All right. I'll have to look into that. But
After week 9, because it'll be our halfway point, we're going to have a lot of different, we'll do surprises
we'll do
mid-season and all that
stuff. I don't know. Just the Browns. Got off. I mean, we expected them to be bad. I don't know why I'm surprised. I really don't.
The defense
is Dylan Gabriel even worth starting?
In like actual real life football?
Yeah.
They have a much more talented quarterback on the bench that they're trying to teach a lesson to, or I don't know what's going on.
Like, but I don't understand that.
Is far more talented than Dylan Gabriel. And I'm not trying to slight Gabriel. Gabriel was drafted appropriately. Sanders wasn't. Gabriel should be in the NFL, but as a backup, not as a trying to be a starter right now. He doesn't have that upside.
No.
He's a game manager.
And we're seeing that.
Shedeur Sanders has upside. Do I think Shedeur Sanders can go in a Super Bowl? I don't know. Probably not. Like that level of talent, but like he's not ever going to be like a Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or Drake May or, you know, or Jaden Daniels, any of those kind of guys.
Yeah.
But he can be a Jared Goff type guy.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand what they're doing.
Stefanski's a good quarterback coach, or so he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I didn't think he did bad with Baker. I just thought that they got frustrated with Baker's antics and wanted it faster. And so they got impatient, let him go, or traded him, and then went out and got Deshaun. And that didn't work out. That's what happens when you get impatient sometimes. They had the man, and they gave up on it.
Surprise, surprise, Browns messed up.
Yeah.
Again.
Worse organization than a Bears, and that's saying something. Yeah, that was meant for you.
Giants and Eagles. Dude, Scatterbo's injury was bad. That was bad.
That was gruesome. I hate that for him. He was playing so well. And Jackson Dart was really shook up by it, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw his reaction.
Oh, yeah, I did.
He was shook up. You could see how close those guys have become, which is so awesome. I hope that those two and Malik, like that they involve Malik in that, because those three can be a really solid to great nucleus, possibly.
Yeah.
And Robinson's no slouch as a second receiver. Like they have the makings of a really good offense on that team right now. If they can surround them with better offensive linemen. But that injury was awful.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
you felt for the kid.
I was, like dislocated ankle. Did they ever come out and say if he tore anything?
Nah, I don't think they have, but he has had a successful surgery and he's looking to start rehab immediately. Like this dude's a beast, man. Yeah. He didn't even flinch, man. Did you see his facial expression? Like, I don't think this is right, but somebody come help me. Like, he didn't look like he was in agony or nothing. I'm like, what is going on with this young man?
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know.
That's a tough
He's
kid.
Crazy. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a huge hit for the Giants.
Yeah.
I mean, they've lost two. Is he expected to be out for the season? I would expect him to, right?
I don't think that it's officially been said, but, I mean, yes.
But that's that huge hit. That's two huge hits in 1 year. This is a rough season for the Giants, but at least it looks upward.
So do you think
I would say
there is
definitely promise for this team.
Do you think that if Dart continues to show progress, is it possible that they keep Dable?
The ball? I think it's possible.
Do you think that they should? It's obviously too early to really say, but
yeah,
what we know right now, would you give him another year?
I think so.
I don't think you can just give him another year, though, can you? I think you got to keep him for longer than that if you keep him. Because
yeah.
I think this is the last year of his deal.
Is it?
I think. I'm not 100% sure, but the Eagles looked good in this game. We haven't even said that.
Mm-hmm.
They played well. You could tell it was personal after losing.
Yeah, but, getting killed by him.
Yeah, and it should have been. Like, they should have been embarrassed by that.
Yeah. Barkley killed it. Devontae had a good game. You so called Tank. It on Dotson. He had that one catch that helped him. Yeah, Tank Bigsby coming in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tank carries 104 yards.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's nice to see that for Tank.
Yeah.
He's a good back.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just huge hit for Giants. I mean, it sucks for them.
Yeah.
Buccaneers, Saints. The Saints looked horrible. That was a
so
really
bad
game.
The Bucs didn't look good.
That was a horrible
the better
first
team.
Half. Yeah, that was just a bad first half. Spencer Rattler's bench now. What is Show? Is that what his last name is?
Shook, I think. Tyler Shook. Shook. Yeah, it certainly doesn't spell like when you read it that way, but that's how you read it. I'm 99% sure it's Shook.
Yeah, but
I don't expect
I don't think
much.
He should be a starter.
I mean, he should be because of where special. He was drafted. Where he was drafted, he should be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
They should start him the rest of the year and see what they got. And see if they need to pick somebody else because they need to pick somebody else. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was just a terrible game. That was a crappy game.
I'll say this. I think, and I like Spencer Rattler. The dude is a gamer. But I think he's more of a backup type guy who can come in spots. I think he's more of a Chase Daniel type guy. Come in spots, help. Like, he's a smart young man. He's just not as physically talented as some of these other guys.
Yeah.
But he is a gamer. And he's got the right attitude. I think he's very coachable. He seems to be. And I think that he can add value to a quarterback room consistently.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's a start, like a full-time starter.
Yeah, no.
Like Shook, Shook is more physically talented.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's nearly as tough between the ears either. Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
Spencer Rattler don't care, man. He'll go throw three picks and come out and he's ready to go again. It's not going to bother him. And I say that in a positively. Not that he won't, he's going to be frustrated if he throws three picks, but it's not going to affect what he's about to do. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
Yeah. This is just a terrible game.
It was all around. For both sides, the Bucs are just far more talented.
They were terrible in the 1 yard line.
Who else did I tell you is going to become a prevalent guy? Speaking of the Bucs game, Tez Johnson.
I don't know. But yeah. The lead receiver for them,
Yeah, he was.
Saint or Bucs.
He's their number two right now.
But yeah. Cowboys, Broncos. Like we said a bit ago, Dak looked like crap. That was a terrible game for Dak.
It's nice to see Bo Nix string a couple of games together again, though, because he started out awful.
Mm-hmm. Harvey
Bo
had
Nix
a huge
looks,
game.
He's going again. RJ Harvey did. And I hated that JK didn't get a touchdown because he played well enough to get one.
Yeah.
But it seems to happen.
Freaking Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Can't stand the guy. ruined one of my parlays. I still haven't forgiven him.
I get that.
He deserves everything the bad happened to him.
Shit.
And that's why Russ said what he said.
I mean, Russ wasn't wrong. That was meant as a slight.
He was definitely taking a shot.
Peyton did not expect to be called out on it.
No.
And good for Russ for doing it.
Yeah, because I don't think Russ has ever done something like that, has he?
Not that bold. That was a bold thing to do, and I loved it. I loved it.
Bringing up Bountygate. That's hilarious.
I loved that he did that.
Franklin had a huge game, 6 for 8, 89 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Right after I traded. But
yeah. Williams had a great game. Pickens did great, just no touchdown. I was hoping he would get a touchdown.
I mean, the Cowboys had stats.
Yeah.
Except Dak, who had 2
picks. Dak just, I think Dak lost in the game and that defense.
No, the defense lost in the game. Dak did what he did because of the defense.
Yeah. I mean, but 2 picks, though, and they were pretty. One of them, I don't think, was his fault. Wasn't one of them just ripped out of a receiver's hands or something?
The early one, yes. And then the second one, he threw the pass that he did because he's trying to make up.
Yeah, it is hero ball.
Yeah, like, yes, it's Dak's fault, but it's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because he was putting it in a possible situation. So he's got to try and make impossible plays.
Yeah, I don't know how you only target Jake Ferguson once.
Yeah, that was shocking.
You've targeted him so many times this season, and then this game, like, what, probably one of the most important games you could have played this season, you don't target him.
And on tight end day.
Yeah. Every other tight end got stuff except for him. But.
Yeah. Even Ingram had 4 catches.
Yeah. Yeah. Colts Titans. Dude, Jonathan Taylor is still on fire. Surprise. I expected a big game, but not this big of a game. But he killed it. Daniel Jones still had a really good game, too.
Yeah.
272, 2 touchdowns. Pittman killed it. Downs had a good game. Pierce did his job. Tyler Warren, still pretty good game, too. I mean, that was just a
solid,
great game by the Broncos. Or not Broncos, Colts.
Daniel Jones.
I mean, he's impressive. An MVP candidate.
Impressive. I'm really happy for him.
Yeah. Dude's
but Jonathan Taylor?
He should win it.
He's playing out of his mind.
Yeah. He should be
this
the MVP.
This dude has 850 yards on the ground through 8 games. He's averaging 100 yards a game. He has over 1,000 all-purpose yards right now. I would be interested to see. He's averaging 5.9 yards a carry. I'd be interested to see what Saquon had done through the first 8 games. So I'll check that for next week, especially if JT goes off again. Or maybe I'll check that for Friday's episode.
Yeah.
Just to see where Taylor is compared to Saquon through the first 8 games. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's behind him, I'm pretty sure. But
really?
How far, I'm wondering. Yeah.
That shocks me, honestly.
Saquon had 2,000 yards last year, dude.
Total?
Yeah. No, running, didn't he?
I thought it was both. Unless he, you know what? Saquon didn't have that great of a receiving year last year, did he?
No, he did not.
No. And then, yeah, it kind of does make sense then.
He had 2,005 yards on the ground last year.
Yeah, I mean.
He had 278 receiving. He's almost past. Or he's over halfway to that already. Well, I guess we're almost halfway. But
yeah,
he had 2,005 yards last year.
I think Taylor can beat it. I think
he's
will.
He's got to run more. I don't know that you want him to. I mean, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. But remember, Saquon, I think Saquon is feeling the effects of last year now.
Yeah.
That's why he finally just had his breakout game. But 8 games in, and he finally had a nice game.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even like Jonathan Taylor's getting a huge load. He's just doing a lot with what he's getting. It's just insane. Like, he only had 14 touches yesterday, and he put up almost 200 yards. And they gave him a long break after he, like, that first drive. He had a really good break.
Saquon averaged 5.0 yards a carry last year. Taylor's at 5.9 right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think he'll beat it. How many touchdowns did he have last year?
Oh, Saquon?
Yeah.
13.
Jonathan Taylor's already at 12. How many receiving?
He had 15 total. Saquon did.
Jonathan Taylor's at 12.
He had two receiving. He has 12 total. JT does?
No, he has 14 total. I want to know what the record is for a season. The most touchdowns in a season.
It's over 30, I'm pretty sure.
31. That's going to be hard to beat by LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yep.
That's going to be hard to beat. I mean, I think it's possible. It's definitely possible. Gonna be hard.
I mean, the way he's doing it,
He's got six in the last two games. Definitely possible.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be really cool if he did. Jonathan Taylor's a beast, dude. That dude's insane.
That offense runs through him, and it should.
But yeah, huge win for the Colts. Colts are looking amazing. I mean, I know it's the Titans, but still, Colts are looking amazing. They are going to continue this. I wouldn't be shocked. I'll have to look through the schedule, but I'll talk about it next episode probably. But I wouldn't be shocked if they can go just the whole season and not lose. I mean, it wouldn't shock me. This team is playing great football on both sides.
No touchdown props. I just looked. I was wondering what he might be for two and three.
Yeah, but I mean, it's crazy.
Yep.
Last night, Commanders and Chiefs. That was a rough start for both. Mahomes, two picks. Mariota, two picks.
It was slow, but it was pitiful for.
Yeah.
It was just not a good game.
Yeah. Mahomes started picking it up towards the end.
Oh, for sure.
300, three touchdowns. Mariota sucked. Terry McLaurin finally had a touchdown, but he might be hurt again.
Yep.
Same injury.
And Debo looked awful.
Yeah. Kind of what we expected before the season started. But, I mean, that was a horrible game for Washington. But, yeah. Travis Kelce had a good game. Rashee Rice still had a good game.
I won my double up. I was happy.
Yeah, I won two bets. That was nice.
Rashee Rice got a touchdown that helped my Equinox bet.
Yeah, I did not hit on the Equinox. Yeah. I did not do good on it at all.
I only did four legs. You did like 50 legs.
11. I wanted that 105% boost. But yeah.
I wanted money.
I wanted both. That boost really upped it.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Yeah. So, Thursday's game, Ravens-Miami. I think this could be a high-scoring game. But it just depends on if Miami can continue on their offensive performance from last week. Short week for both teams. Probably going, well, hopefully they get rested for this game.
I like Baltimore to win.
I want scoring. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want scoring.
I'm hoping for the over. It's 50.5, so that makes it a little, that's a lot for a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Both defenses are atrocious. Both offenses are talented enough for it to be over, but it's Thursday night, so bet at your own risk.
Yeah. I like A-Chain, Henry, and Waddle for touchdowns. That's all I'm going to say.
I like Flowers.
I like Flowers, but like their game plan is just so directed at certain people.
Agree. I just think he's going to get one of those and take off and run it.
Yeah.
They don't target him in the red zone.
No. That's why I'm worried. So
that's how he has to score most of the time.
Yeah.
Or an over the top. Which is entirely possible against, especially if Lamar's back, against this secondary. Because it's a bad defense, especially secondary.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm hoping it's a good game. I mean, it's always cool when there's a lot of scoring in a game. It's always fun to watch that. So.
It doesn't happen often on Thursday night, but I think it just happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I don't remember who it was. Now I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I mean, Chargers had a good game.
Yeah, but that
Cincinnati had. Oh, Cincinnati-Pittsburgh.
Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Yep.
Joe Flacco's first game.
Joe Flacco game.
That was
really
insane.
I mean, the Giants and Eagles put up 51.
Yeah. I mean, the last two games the Bengals have played, they put up 30 points each.
Yeah.
So the offense isn't the problem now.
And they're 1-1.
Yeah.
It's just like last year.
Mm-hmm. Stupid. Stupid defense.
Good.
That's what happens when you don't play defense players.
Well, it's a good thing they put all that money in their offense.
Yeah.
That can't block for anything.
And there's like that offensive line is terrible. Yeah. Joe Flacco was getting killed.
They make the Bears offensive line look like all pros, shooting straight all over the place.
Thuney's still really good. He's the only one that hasn't caused a penalty.
He's all
right. I think he had his first penalty of the season.
I'm telling you, the Chiefs got rid of him for a reason.
Because he's old.
And he's about to go down.
Still the best lineman we have at the moment.
Not even close. You're right.
Waiver wire pickups. For that game, who is it?
The Ravens is who I'm picking.
Oh, yeah. I think Ravens. But, yeah. Waiver wire pickups for the week. I like Tyrone Tracy. He is 50%, but he is the new RB1 with Scadabo being out for however long it will be. And then Bam Knight. He is playing Dallas this upcoming week. And if you need a streamer running back, I think he's the go-to. He has been having he's been pretty much the workhorse for that run game with Trey Benson out. But yeah, I think he'd be a good play. Agreed. It's one of the worst defenses.
Benson's eligible to come back next week, so something to watch too.
Yeah,
see how that goes. But if you need somebody for this week, by all means, I think Knight's a good solid play. And because you never know what's going to happen with Benson and Knight. If Knight has a really good game, you know what
Maybe
I mean?
Maybe he'll get a share, yeah.
Yeah, so I really like Tracy a lot. Like you said, 50% owned. And then I have a trio of receivers that I like quite a bit. Like Kayshon Boutte is still 40% owned in Yahoo leagues. I think he's around that in ESPN leagues. And frankly, all this kid does is catch touchdowns. He is Drake May's red zone target now, like main target. Hunter Henry was early. But Boutte is and has been for the last three or four games now. I think he's got a touchdown in three straight games now, and he's starting to catch more passes too. So
yeah,
he's touchdown dependent still ultimately to give you a nice score, but he keeps doing that. So he's at least worth putting on your team so that you have somebody if you have a bad bye week or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alec Pierce continues to catch deep passes and deep passes and deep passes. He's had two games now in double digits. You could do a whole lot worse for a guy who's 28% owned as a bye week fill-in. And this guy, I think, should be at least considered, especially if he does it for a third straight week. Chimere Dike with the Titans. Everybody thought it was going to be Amanor. But he's kind of gone, but not by the wayside, but he's just not getting as much. Over the last two games, DK has had 4 catches, 70 yards, 1 touchdown. And then this past week, 7 catches, 93 yards. And his targets, I'm trying to find it. I'm sorry. I don't see him. But he's had, obviously, at least 7 targets in both games. Definitely getting the volume that you want for a receiver, especially as a fill-in. But mm-hmm. I think this guy is starting to hit the, especially in maybe deeper leagues, 12-team or more, somebody to consider getting it starting.
Yeah.
8% owned right now.
With those catches, it sounds like a really good share. It'll probably drop when Ridley comes back, but, like, will it be there? I don't think it'll be drastic, man.
I think that they're going to, like, hopefully they're going to have Ridley back for this week. They really want, and because I think they want to trade him.
Yeah.
And they should.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Like, they should try and trade him for, like, even a 5th or 6th pick round.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it would be good for Ridley, too, and his fantasy value. So.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys are watching on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, and leave a comment what you guys think. Thank you.